Instead of being dead to self and letting Christ do things, you're afraid of doing the wrong thing. And guilt will say, you're so messed up if you do that. And so then you become a man pleaser. You look to other people to make decisions for you. Instead of looking to God, you'll buy into cover and doctrine. You'll want to just get by. You'll be afraid to really let God use your gifts and talents for the things he wants to do in your life. You'll play it in the safe zone. You won't go deeper in the things of God. Remember, guilt is that demonic essence. Whoa, I wonder if guilt isn't the demonic glory. I always try to see what's in the kingdom of darkness that's a counterfeit. The glory of God is the presence of God. The glory of God is where the supernatural things of God get stronger and stronger in our believing and in our thinking. So guilt would be that essence or that presence of the enemy to keep us under condemnation and the devil's lordship. So we want to suck that thing out of the picture so the enemy has no place to condemn. And some you live so much in the devil's stuff that people don't realize this is real. God wants you free from this. He's paid a place for you to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. He's paid a price. Some of you, or most of us, have had some level of this over our lives, our whole lives, and the thought of being free from this is almost impossible to understand. Won't it be fun to find out? Won't it be fun to find out? Wow, to live in a place with no guilt, no condemnation, no fear. Now, know this, we could do this altar call and God may still have to deal with you in areas to get the fruit off the tree, to shrivel up the vine, you know, and to pull out the seeds to go after the root. But now you're getting one of the revelations to be able to do that no matter what comes into your life. Condemnation keeps the enemy in charge as being your judge and your Lord. Okay, and if you think about it, okay, and I'm not sure, you know, I've never really, this is all just coming to me prophetically, so I can't sort of set and figure this out, but think about, okay, faith and fear. Fear is where Satan operates. If he can keep you in fear, he can get you into unbelief, and the things that he makes you fear can come on you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, not seen. Faith is trusting in God. Fear is trusting in the fear is bitterness. Fear is thinking that God can't work. It's really trusting in bad stuff. Like bad stuff are going to happen. No matter what, something bad's going to happen to me. That's fear. I can't trust God. Fear is I can't trust God. Faith is I trust God. I'm going to write this down. This might be good. Hold a second. All right. So you have fear on one side, and the real of that is faith. That's a substance that produces. We're making our own handouts. It's a substance that produces. Okay? Faith produces the promises, and fear produces the things that Satan has planned for us. So the demonic plans, okay? So fear takes us into guilt, condemnation, never not seeing God right, bitterness and greed. Yeah, unbelief is always going to be there when you have bitterness because you don't understand God. So it's going to produce, right, all that kind of stuff. But it's the atmosphere, and it's going to produce, I'm trying to see what's going to produce, where faith, grace brings sends us to glory. Fear and guilt will take us to shame because shame is the devil's glory. We have a tape on that. So Satan keeps us in shame. Hating ourselves, not wanting anyone to have anything, to know anything about us. It keeps us in secrecy. It keeps us, let me look up shame. Okay, listen, shame. Ooh, a painful sensation, listen to this, excited by a consciousness of guilt or having done something which injures reputations, the exposure of that which nature or modesty prompts one to conceal. Shame, oh, wow. Shame is where Satan makes you so afraid that people are going to know about you, hear about it, makes you feel like it's horrible. It makes you feel how horrible you are. How could anybody ever care about you, love you, want anything to do with you? It takes you into this place of such fear of being exposed and being seen as so evil. It brings reproach. It degrades a person. Reproach, contempt, disgrace. So there it is, disgrace. Well, that's with the guilt there. So shame, wow. Satan operates in fear, an element of guilt, which causes you to be so ashamed, so much wanting to hide and not have things exposed and not let people know. What does it do? It keeps you feeling wicked and hating everything about your life. It's going to cause you to do anything for people not to know this. It covers up the sin. It covers up the bad stuff. It tries to hide it. It stays in darkness with it. It tries to do anything but have it brought to the cross. But faith and grace put you in the atmosphere of God. And then God takes away all of the disgrace. He reveals who he really is. The Holy Spirit reveals who Christ is. And then we begin to see who we are in Christ. And now, because we know who we are in Christ, we can go boldly into the throne room of God, which is the glory of God, to go into the presence of God. We no longer feel like God wouldn't want us, that if anybody knew, they wouldn't want to see. It's about understanding the cross. The cross breaks the power of fear, guilt, and shame. But if you just let it take away the fear and you hang on to the guilt, you're going to be struggling with fear and sin. But if you don't get rid of guilt, you can't get rid of the shame. And if you don't get rid of the shame, you'll continue to take counterfeit things to try to hide who you really are. In other words, you're going to run. As soon as people start to really know you and God starts dealing with stuff, you're out the door because you're going to go somewhere else where you can sit and hide for a while. The whole time going back to, if I do everything right, if I please people right, if I defend myself, if I do all these things, people won't know how bad I am. So that's why you have to know who you are in Christ. Because that's why you have to know, I'm only this bad because of all the junk the devil's done. I wasn't created to be this bad. And that's the key to everything we've taught. Complete in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. And let this other stuff fall away. Some of you say, Lord, I just can never enter into your glory. Well, you need to deal with the guilt that will destroy the shame. And we do have a whole teaching on shame. And shame is just this feeling. So Satan has so many things in your life to put his wickedness inside of your heart to cause you to know. You know what? That you can be ashamed actually still shows that you have a conscience and that you know that evil is evil. It's when people aren't ashamed that the hardness of heart is so strong that the cross is going to have a really hard time getting to them. Because they'll not see the need of the cross. And we've had people get free from that even. You see these people go in, you know, and murder people in the school or in the malls and just kill people like there's nothing there. They have been completely demonized. When you get past the place of shame, when you get to a place of no shame because you take on a coping mechanism to handle the sin, in other words, it doesn't matter. When you get to that place of hard-heartedness, you can do every kind of evil. Satan has basically taken possession of you. When you get to a place where there's no hope, when it's completely bought the lie and bitter against God, then you can take on something so evil that you get demon-possessed. But when we completely accept Christ by faith, and we believe God and we enter into his grace, the atmosphere of God, the favor of God, God's changing thing, teaching us, allow the Holy Spirit to tear down the kingdom that Satan has built in us, and then we can enter into the glory, the presence of God, the relationship with God, the intimacy with God, the manifest presence with God. And when we get into that place, they're going to see Christ. They're going to see Christ in us. When we keep going deeper and deeper in shame, and we get that, we get to the point where we just buy into the lies, that wickedness is going to overtake us. And very few people sink that low. We're seeing it more and more. But also very few people let go enough of fear, guilt, and shame to enter into the glory and the presence of God. See, people think, well, I'm not entering in because, you know, something, God's not choosing me or God's not doing this for me. No, you haven't dealt with your fear, your guilt, and your shame. You haven't felt with your lies. And you're just not entering in only because you still buy into these lies. You will enter in when you totally embrace God in faith, enter into his presence by grace, realize it's about him, and then begin to enter into his glory as you get so free from you trying to do it. See, guilt, you're still struggling to prove something. All of works is based on guilt. The whole curse is based on guilt. Because Adam and Eve were guilty. You are guilty. Until Christ, everything has to be based on works. Because you're constantly trying to prove something to someone. But when you enter into the kingdom of God, you're a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. This whole stuff has to go. It has to go.